originally started writing a history of the Decembrist Revolution, and his characters were a Decembrist who had taken part in the revolution, been exiled to Siberia, and was now returning home to Russia with his wife and old man. And as he continued his research, Tolstoy realized that to understand what had happened with the Decembrist Revolution, he had to look farther back. And the farther back he went, the more involved his search came. I know anybody who's done historical research will have the same experience. This research process for Tolstoy was very similar to his overarching concerns with narrative itself. The first story that he wrote was called A History of Yesterday, in which he tried to go into each moment as it unfolded sort of in a space beyond time, in the minds of the characters, in the many, many repercussions of what happened in a second of thought, a glance, a movement, to come up with the conclusion that it was impossible to recount what had happened yesterday. So this was sort of a theme for Tolstoy throughout his life, and I think encountering it in historical narratives enabled him to come up with the idea of the impossibility of relating history accurately or any event accurately. We see that in the course of the novel when soldiers come out of the battlefield and then they recraft their chaotic and wild and incomprehensible experience into a soldier's tale of glory, which more experienced soldiers tend to shoot down. They say, oh, we know this isn't really what happened, but they don't know what really happened either. So this is why the novel took on its formless, chaotic, complex, confused, shapeless form.